Yeh mevi an oshem mecha, no, both of them cannot bring one oshem. Unfortunately, because it means that tonight does not help on a korban that's bo'al achet, since it's coming for your kaporam, you cannot have one korban to be mechapa for both people. So therefore, you cannot bring a b'shutfis, and it will be totally what you hold. If you hold that each one is potter from Nashim Toli, they'll both be potter. You hold like Rabbi Kiva, then they'll both be chayiv. Rabbi Yossi just argues on Rabbi Shimon that you cannot have two people bring one korban like on a Tanai to be mechapa for them. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be chaticha shechulin v'chaticha shechelef? Let's say there are two pieces in front of you. One was a piece of shumin, kosher fat, and one was a piece of chelev, shreifa fat. Again, now, ochalachas mim, one person ate from one of them. Then you do eizim emochle, doesn't know for sure which piece he ate. This is a real suffix. It's a chorus that, according to everybody, is maybe yoshim toli. You'll have a chib to bring an yoshim toli. Even with Tanakama, they only argue on a mila, on a hegdish, that there, if you do it b'mezid, you only overlap, not a chib chorus. But if you eat chelev b'mezid, the chayv chorus, everybody agrees. If you have a suffix, whether you ate it or not, the shege, you have a chiyav Hashem toli. What's going to be now? Ochel es hashniyah. Then the same person eats the second piece. So now we know for sure you ate the yisum. Is made the chatis. Now you have a chiyav to bring a korban chatis. The first one Hashem toli was only for the suffix, but now that you know you did a vada yisum, you have a chiyav to bring a chatis. What's going to be ochel echod es rishayna? One person grew and ate the first piece. Then the second one came and ate the second piece. So locher is, Zem may be Yashem Toli, Zem may be Yashem Toli. This goes according to everybody. Some of the gifts of Rabbi Kiva, but it goes according to everybody. That each one separately was over a suffix, Yitzha Chelev, so they have to bring an Yashem Toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon says, Yeshit, Rabbi Shimon, I know, Shneyim Mevim Chatas Achas. Both of them bring one Chatas. Like between both of them, there's a vadai Yitzha Chelev was done. So therefore, b'shutfis, they bring one chatis vadai, and each one makes it tonight. If I was the one that ate the chelev, it helps for me. If you were the one, it helps for you. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, ain't shnai mevim chatis achas. You cannot have a korban that comes for a kapora, for a chet, to mechapim and assault it on two people. Shutfim cannot bring the korban on a tonight to mechapim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, each one has to bring an osher atoli. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be chaticha shechelev v'chaticha shekodesh? Let's say there were two pieces in front of you. One was stam minis chelev, and one was shumin kosher fat, but it was hegdish, was from a korban. It has nisa milu on it. Now ochel es achas mim, somebody ate one of the two pieces. Then you do eizim emochle, who doesn't know for sure which piece he ate, is maybe yoshem toli, again according to everybody. Even though for the suffix is the milah, according to the Tanakhama before, there was no Ashram Toli. But here you have a suffix is the chelos, according to everybody, you'd have to bring an Ashram Toli. What's going to be Ochelas Hashniya? Then later, if you remember to do the first chet, did the first suffix, now you go and eat the second one, b'shoigig. So Locher is now, maybe chatis, the Yashram Vadai. You'll have to bring like a chatis and a Yashram Vadai, because now we know for sure you ate chelos. So for that, you have to bring a chatis. And we also know you vada yate milah, you always hegdish, you have to bring an osham, vada and asha milas. What's going to be ochel echodas rishayna, Reuven ate the first piece, or bo'ach of yochlas ashniya, then Shimon ate the second piece. Each one has a suffix, if you did the yisa chelov, or the yisa of milah. So zem may be yoshim toli, v'zem may be yoshim toli, each one has to bring an osham toli. Because each one has a suffix, he does not know which chet he did. And this goes according to the Tanakhama, that for the Issa, Mila, you're not chayiv in Hashem Toli. You only chayiv in Hashem Toli after Issa Chelev. So each one has a suffix about whether he ate the Chelev or not, therefore each one has to bring in Hashem Toli. And even according to Rabbi Kiva Lukura, that there's a suffix tzat to say maybe he has to bring two Hashem Tolis, because the suffix, whether it was Chelev, a suffix, whether it was Nisa Mila, but that no. You have a suffix, which is you did even though suffix of two Ithurim, Havadi, you would be Yotza with just one Ashram Toli. Because the Maitre was only one Chet that you did, you only have a suffix which Chet it was. So Havadi, one Ashram Toli would be good. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shneyim Evim Chatas V'Yoshim. Both of them now have to bring a Chatas and an Ashram. because the ma'aseh between both of them, there was a vada yisa chedub that was eaten, and there was a vada yisa kochim that was eaten. So therefore, v'shutfes to bring a chatas in noshim to make this tenai. Whoever did the chedub has the chatas, whoever did the kodesh has the yoshim. Again, Rabbi Yossi Yagazin says no, and shnai mevi'im chatas v'yoshim. You cannot have two people b'shutfes bring a korban for the kaporo, so you cannot have this vada chatas and vada yoshim. But rather, each one has to bring his oshem toli. What's going to be now? Chaticha shel chaylev, the chaticha shel chaylev kodesh. There are two pieces of fat there. One is tam of chaylev, and one is a chaylev from a korban. So that chaylev has like two yisurim. One has an isur kodeshim and an isur chaylev. So ochal les achas mem. One person ate one of the two. Then you do eizem mem ochal. You're not for sure which one of the two you ate. So locher is maybe chatis. You have to bring a chatis for sure, because for sure you ate chaylev. Therefore, you have to bring a chatis. Mashenkein of the second isra from kodesh, that tanakam old, you don't have to bring an oshem toli for a kodesh. So therefore, we know for sure you did the isra chaylev. And for the isra milah, there's no, even though you have a suffered whether you did milah also or not, but there's no oshem toli for milah, therefore you only have to bring one chatis. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, maybe oshem toli. The kibbutz, you have to bring not only a chatis, but also an oshem toli. A chatis you have to bring because you vader over the yisra chelev. But you also have to bring an oshem toli because you have a sotik, maybe you're over the yisra mila, maybe not. What's going to be ochel es hashniyah? Now the same person eats the second piece. So now for sure he did both chatoyim, he ate chelev and kodesh. So now, maybe shtei chatoyis v'yoshem vaday. He has to bring two chatoyis, because he ate the first piece first. Now that first piece, whatever it was chayev achatis for that first piece. Then he knows he ate it, and then he forgot and ate the second piece. The second piece is mechayevim again a second chatis, because it's the second time he's eating chaylev, and also one of the two was kachim, so he has to bring the kids together, two chatoyis for the two achilas, and an oshem vaday, because for sure he was over the yisamila. What's going to be ochal echad esarishayna? Ruvein ate the first piece. Then the second person comes and eats the second piece. So there may be chatis, there may be chatis. Each one for sure did a chet over Issa Chalif. So each one has to bring a korban chatis. What about each one has a sulfic, maybe is over the Issa Mila or not? Since it's on a Kama Shet that holds, there's no Washim Toli by Issa Mila, because there's no Chiyat Chorus for Mazit. However, Rabbi Kiva says no, there may be Washim Toli, but there may be Washim Toli. According to Rabbi Kiva, both of them will have a chiyuv to bring a chatis and an oshem toli. A chatis because for sure they're over the yisra chaylev, and also they have to bring an oshem toli because both of them have a doubt maybe they're over the yisra mila. Rabbi Shimon says again, the shita is no, zeh chatis v'zeh chatis. Each one has to bring his own chatis because both of them did a vada yisra chaylev, but a shneyeh maybe oshem echod. Since between both of them there was a vada yisra mila done, so therefore there's a vada oshem to be brought, and they bring it to shutvis. Again, Rabbi Yossi says no, and shnai nevin moshem echad. Again, that's Rabbi Yossi shita, that for shutvis two people cannot be yotze to bring their one korban for a kaparo. And the Mishnah says, what's going to be chaticha shachelev v'chaticha shachelev noisa? Let's say one piece was regular chelev, and the other piece was chelev of a korban that was left over at Noisa. It was part of the murim that was left over. You didn't burn it, you left it overnight, so it became Noisa. So the locher is ochal es achas mem, left a Reuven each one of them. Then you do, he does not know es eizem mem ochal, which one of the two pieces he ate. So maybe chatas, he has to bring a chatas because for sure he was over the yisachelev. For yoshem toli, he also has to bring a yoshem toli because he has a suffix, maybe he was over the yisachelev Noisa. And for Noisa, since that's the chet that has the chiyuv chorus to it, for sure you have the chiyuv to bring an oshem toli. What's going to be later, ochel es hashniyah, after he ate the first one b'shoigig, then he realized, and then he ate the second piece b'shoigig, so now, maybe shalosh chatois, he has to bring like three chatois, because he's over an achila of the first chalif, then the second piece is over again an issa chalif and an issa noisa. Each one is a chet of a mechayiv yukoros, so he has to bring three chatois. What's going to be ochal echdes esarishoyne? Reuven ate the first piece, or bo'achal v'yachal v'shniyah, Shimon ate the second piece. So now, there may be chatis v'yoshim toli, because there may be chatis v'yoshim toli, even according to the Tanakama. Here, each one for sure did a vadeh chet of chelev. So they have to bring a chatis. But each one has a doubt whether he ate the nicer or not. Only one of the two ate the nicer. Each one has a doubt. So for nicer, you have to bring an oshim toli. Both of them have to bring the oshim toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon, all this sheet was again is no. Each one brings zechat is true. Each one has to bring at least one chatis for the avadei chet of chelev. Ushnei mevi'im chatis achas. Then both of them together bring a chatis for the chet of noisa. Since between both of them there was a vada yisa noisa done, so with that you have to bring one chatis. Again, Rabbi Yosi argues and says no. Kol chatis shibua chet, any chatis that you bring it for chet you did, is ein shnei mevi'im noisa. You cannot have two people bring it for shutvis. A chet that you did, you need your own kapara. Therefore, you can't go b'shitvus two people. Therefore, each one has a doubt whether he did the yisa meisa or not. Therefore, each one would have to bring his own oshem toli. Now the Gemara says, O malei rov l'rav Nachman, rov is set Rav Nachman. The Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, chatis su d'loi meisi shneim, the oshem toli meisi shneim, is so high in the Tanakama. It's the same thing as the Tanakama. In other words, Rabbi Yosi always argues on the Shimon. Yosi says you can't bring one chatis between both of them b'shutfis, but rather both of them have to bring. What do they both have to bring? The churim each say both of them have to bring an oshem toli. Each one has a suffix, whether he's over the yisa kochim, whether he's over the yisa koris, whether he's over the yisa chelev, it's a suffix. So therefore, both of them have to bring an oshem toli. So the question is, so haina tanakama, that's the tanakama of Rabbi Shimon holds. That the Maisa, both of them have to bring the Roshim Toli, and not that they can bring the Korban B'Shutvis. So who Rabbi Yosi is saying the same thing as the Tanakama? What's the chiddush between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama? So maybe you want to tell me, Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha Zika B'Nayu. Now if you mean there is, when are you Chayiv on Roshim Toli? That maybe according to the Tanakama, you do not have to have one piece from two. But according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to have one from two pieces. Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi Yochikoma, Ein Shnei Mevi'im Chatas Achas, El Orishin Mevi Yoshim Toli. The first one only has to bring Yoshim Toli. But Yasheni Potter, the second one is Potter already. Why did Bina Chatich Achas Meshtei Chatichas? It has to be with a new gold teeth to Suffolk Yisra. It has to be there are two pieces in front of you, and one piece is Vada Yisra, one piece is not. Then eat one out of the two, then you chayv in Yoshim Toli. So according to Yosi, the first one that eats one of the two, since there are two pieces in front of him and one is Vada Yisa, he has a Chiyuv Oshem Toli. But when the second one eats it, since there are not two pieces left anymore, there's only one piece, so maybe according to Yosi, he apart from an Oshem Toli. Only the Tanakama holds the Chiyuv an Oshem Toli, even though when the second one eats it, you do not have one from two pieces, it's only one piece of a Suffolk. So maybe that's the Machleika Tanakama and Yosi. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. But Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yosi says, Zeh may be Yoshim Toli, Vizeh may be Yoshim Toli. Rabbi Yosi holds no, even in this case, where one person ate one piece, and then the second person ate the second piece. So even though Bishas, the second person ate the second piece, there were not two sveikas, not two pieces there, there was only one piece, and still he's chayav in Yoshim Toli. So see, according to Rabbi Yosi, he did not have time, Achas Mishtayim. So what's the chilk between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi? Sumer says, Anachanami. I'll tell you, Amalei, HaKamash Mulon, that the demand Tanakama Rabbi Yosi and Echman is no machlokes. Rabbi Yosi is the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, Rabbi Yosi is the same thing. Then the case where you have two people, each one ate one piece. So since the mice is a suffix, which one of them did the Vada Yisra, therefore both of them have to bring an Oshem Toli. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chatichas Chelev V'Chatichas Kodesh? You have one piece of Chelev there, another piece of Kodeshim there. And he ate one, he ate the other one. So, the first question, Chatichas Chelev, Chatichas Chelev Kodesh, one piece is Chelev, and the second piece was Chelev of Kodeshim. So you tell me the second piece now has two Yisurim, one has Nisra Chelev, and a Nisra Kodesh, and Nisra of Yisra Mila. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yechayev and Oshem Toli. So, and then the Mishnah says what? Chatichas Chelev, and Chatichas Chelev Nisra. That's next case of the Mishnah, with the second Chelev has Nisra Nisra on it. Oh, Malay Rav Rav Nachman, it's Rav, it's Rav Nachman. For Leisi Nam Yoshim Vadai, the Noiser, the Kodeshu. The Guru, when you eat this Noiser, the Guru, why don't you also have to bring an Yoshim Vadai because he wrote for the Easter of Mila. In other words, Mishnah says when one person ate both of them, it says he has to bring like two chatoyas, that's all. So the chura, or three chatoyas we had, that's the chelav, and the nicer. So chura, the kasher is, the chelav that's nicer, it also has nisa mila on it. Rashi explains why the chura nicer, once it's nicer, it's not able to be put on the mizbech anymore. It should be pokah that didn't mila on it. So Rashi says, no, since the loch of nicer is, him olu lo yerdu, that if you would put it on top of the Mizbech with the Yevid, once it's up there, you do not have to take it down, you have a din to burn it. So if so, it has an Issa Kachim on it. Zadamor Sakasha then, so when you ate the piece of Nisar, there should also be a Chiyav Korbin as the Milashaboy, or Nashim Vadai. How can the Mishnah doesn't say that? So more answer is Amalei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav Amalei, the less Peshav Pruta. We're talking about the Mishnah with this Nisar only as the Kazais, but does not have a shava prutas worth. And the din of mila is yoni chay the korban mila if you have hanor from egdish worth a shava pruta. Because the din of mila being nana from egdish is a gzela dikalocha. Just like by gezel yoni chay if you made a gzela of a shava pruta, so by hanor min egdish also has to be worth a shava pruta. So talking about now this piece of noiser is less than a shava pruta, even though it's the size of a gezayis. So where it says no, vol mikor at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Yisbei Shava Pruta, when we're talking about there is a Nisa Mila, obviously we're talking about whether the priest was worth a Shava Pruta askinan. The Tani Yoshim Vadi, I said before, you're over in this Yoshim Vadi when you have enough in the Chticha, the Chattis, the Chticha, the Kurdish before. So the Mishnah is talking about pieces that are worth a Shava Pruta. So why do you pung say by Nisa it's not worth a Shava Pruta? So we're in this Omalei, Heicha Ticha Deloi Nisari. The top piece, the top part of the Mishnah is talking about where it's not Nisa yet. So, Shavya Pruta. Their tank is worth a Shavya Pruta. For the more Kashra, Yesh Oichel Achil Achas. So, what do you want to say? That by Noiser, always Noiser is not worth a Shavya Pruta. Noiser is always what's not worth a Shavya Pruta. Samar says, no. I voice says that we had a Gemara before, and if you gimel, for Yesh Oichel Achil Achas, the first time only it's one Achilah, the Tony Beit says Noiser. Or Gutani may be Arba Chatois V'yoshimecha. It's the case we eat one piece there, that Yechai four chatoris and one oshim. It's talking about noiser over there. So you see, by the Yisra noiser, it is worth a shava pruta. So where it says, Omale Yehu begasa, they're talking about a thick piece or from a thick carbon. Therefore, there's a lot of meat there. Therefore, it's worth a shava pruta. For here, we're talking about bedaka from a smaller piece. A smaller piece of noiser is not worth a shava pruta. Another tale to be in Ami like Hahibi Moisag Shom, they're talking about in the winter, where the meat does not get spoiled. Hocha b'voisacham in the summertime, when the meat gets very spoiled. Since it's masrachas, therefore she says masrachas bosa noisa to shnei yomim or yom v'laylo nishtoi v'loshav achilu pruta. Therefore, the achilu of this meat is not worth a shava pruta anymore. That's why our Mishnah does not bring down by noisa that you also over the yisra mila shaboy. What's talking about in Mitzvah that this piece of meat you eat now is not worth a shava pruta, since it's old meat already and a little bit spoiled. And it says the Mishnah, what's going to be Ochal Echoras Rishayna? One person eats the first one. Oh, Malay Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav says Rav Nachman, Omiyom Rav Shimon, is the truth that Rav Shimon holds. Issa Chalal Issa, that Rav Shimon holds. One Issa is Chalal and the other Issa. Rashi says, the Mechayiv Chattis and Noiser, that you say Yechayiv Chattis and this Noiser, the Chayil Issa Noiser and Issa Chalif. We're talking about now, you ate chelav of noisa. So first this chelav had an issa chelav on it. Now when it became kachim, it was left over, it has an issa noisa. So it says in the Mishnah, you have two chatois for that. So the truth that Rav Shimon holds, yicha issa chalal issa, that the issa noisa could be chal upon the issa chelav, is that true? For a time you would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, ho'icha nevel of Yom Kippurim. If somebody eats nevel on Yom Kippurim, it's potah. You put it for the Yisra Yom Kippur, because if the Nevela was not so from before Yom Kippur, so it's Chal, the Din of Yom Kippur, the Yisra Yom Kippur is not Chal upon the Nevela. So you see, if Shimon knows, Ein Yisra Chal Lissa. So when it's Zomer Rav Shesh, it's Bered Rav Idi, regarding the Ochal Kul Yor V'chol Voy. Here we're talking about now, you have the kidneys with its fat. So the Chaylov was the fat, and the Kul Yor was the Yisra Noisa. That's why you chay for the Yisra Noisa. Rech Hanami, the Noisa is not Chal upon the Chaylov, the Noisa is chal upon the meat. For the Gemara, v'kuya b'chol v'nami, ha'koyu lo b'yisra oilim. even if you want to say we're talking about a cool year, about the kidneys, but still it's kutchim. So first it has a nisim milas kutchim shaboy. And later, if you leave it overnight, then it's chal nisim noiser. So the question is, heichi yosi yisim noiser chalalo? How could the yisim noiser be chal according to the shimon on nisim kutchim? Even on the neat shaboy of a korban, but first you amaktish it, it has a nisim korban on it, a nisim kutchim on it. So how could the yisim noiser be chal if you don't nisim chal nisim? The chitim was, maybe you want to tell me that Svir Lele Shimon holds that the Noiser is the Chomeru. Maybe Noiser is called the Nisr Chomer because Noiser is Chayiv Chorus. Mashayn came from Nilo, you're not Chayiv Chorus, if most is Chayiv on the Nisr B'dei Shemayim, so maybe by Nisr Chomer is Chal upon a Nisr Kal. The Chal on Nisr Kal is Chal on a small Nisr of the Yerlin. Maybe Reb Shimon holds like this. Gemara says no. For Nevela, that is the Behemoth of Nevela, the Nisr Kal. Nevela is only alive. For Yom Kippurim, the Yisr Chomer. When it comes to Yom Kippur, if you don't mean Yom Kippur, you have chorus. And still, Rav Yisr, Rav Shimon holds, who like us, the Yisr Yom Kippurim, to Chomer, v'chal al Nevela, the Kal. Who? Rav Yisr, Rav Shimon holds, that on Yom Kippur, if you eat Nevela, you're not chayiv mishum Yom Kippur. You only chayiv mishum Nevela, only alive. Because he holds, ain't Yisr Chal Lissa, even though the Yisr of Yom Kippur is a more Chomer to Kissa. So you see, even on Yisr Chomer, still Rav Shimon holds, and Yisr Chal Lissa. So how come the Yisra Noiser is Chal upon the Yisra Kotchim? So Morin says, Elo, the Kotchim Goli Rachmona. The Yosra Yisra Chal al Yisra. Even Rav Shimon agrees that by Kotchim, the Yisra Kotchim could be Chal upon an Yisra. What's the Raya? The tiny little like this. The Pasuk says, Yishal Hashem, L'rabes Aseimurim, Esoimurim, V'yimurim.